Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is here, too. We're doing a solo show today. Originally scheduled with John Conop. We explained that John was taking his son up to Davis to go to school and had some car issues in Sacramento and trying to get parts for the car.
Such
is like
a bummer.
Ridiculous these days, and just got stuck in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Stuck in Sacramento. So, unfortunately, he was felt really bad missing out, especially after we had such an awesome trip on the Islander and stuff like that. But we're talking about the Islander. We're talking about all kinds of great stuff, and it's an open show. We're just talking about fishing.
Yeah, we're talking about you, man. Whatever you want, whether it's a great trip report, you got a question about tackle, you got a question about travel, whatever it may be, this show is for you. We're having a lot of fun doing it. And if you want to join us this morning, the only way to do it, we have one open line right now, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Only one line open. The rest of them are packed solid. Also, you can text the show. We got a lot of great texts coming through. The text the show option, as we always say, only available through that Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Fire off your text. Every text that makes it on the air today is going to be eligible. And every phone call that makes it on the air is going to be eligible to win this great prize. We're giving away a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Basically, you're going to get a $300 gift certificate to CostaDelMar.com. You can pick out whatever you want. Two lesser expensive pairs, one super killer pair, whatever you want. You got $300 coming your way to get the best pair of glasses on the water. I'm a Spiro XL silver mirror guy. That's my favorite. Black frame, silver mirror, Spiro XL. That's my jam.
I like the same lens, but I'm really into the Rinconcito.
Yeah, that's a really nice pair, too.
Which is what you have on.
That's what I actually have on the top of my head now. Yeah, my
super comfortable. I also like Tuna Alley, too.
I do, too. Of the Pro series, like the Tuna Alley, I like the Blackfin Pro more than the Tuna Alley Pro. It just fits my face better. Yeah. Same exact pair of glasses. But, you know, what's funny is you and myself, both the same, they consider them lifestyle glasses, the Rinconcito and the Spiro XL. It's more of like a square frame traditional pair of sunglasses, but has the fishing lenses in them. And we're like seeing this weird switch. So we have two big cases at the landing. One of them is full of the quote-unquote fishing frames, the other full of lifestyle frames. And we're starting to see more lifestyle frames sold than their fishing glass. They all have the same fishing lens in them.
And I'm going to tell you, for me, it fishes fine.
Oh, it's great.
The Rinconcito, yeah.
It's what I wear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like,
it doesn't have as much wraparound, but it still adds plenty of protection.
They're angled, and like the sun still doesn't come inside of them. That's the thing. It's not like a straight square. They're just, they're awesome.
And the 580 glass that Costa makes, there's nothing that even compares.
That's pretty killer, man.
It is amazing.
The thing really to do is go to a place that has a lot of them. Come to us. Go to ECDT. Go to, go to Turner. Go to anywhere that's got a lot of Costas. And you just start putting, I always say, go in and find a pair that you roughly like the look of, and then start pulling all of the frames that are similar to that. Find the one that fits your face right, and then build your glasses around that. Right. Like, okay, I put these things on, they fit like a glove, then I'll worry about my frame color and my lens color and all those kinds of things. Yeah, you just got to find the one that fits you right.
Yeah, but somebody's going to get $300 to do exactly
how
that.
How cool is that, man, for sure. Well, we have got a great catch report coming your way again. This one's sponsored in part by another spot that's going to save you some dough, and that's Summit Gasoline. Get the lowest price possible for your car, truck, or your private boat, or your private trailer boat. Sorry. It's only at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. You can get California fishing licenses at 24 hours a day. You can buy discount bait certificates. You can get beer, soda, snacks, the big famous 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon purchase. That's Summit Gasoline. Go say hi to Martha and the friendly staff. They're so much more than just the lowest prices on fuel. They have super easy in and out with your boat and trailer. It's all at Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. the price of gas these days, Summit Gasoline, I don't know how they do it, but they just do it. I mean, they are just like better than Costco, easy in and out with your boat trailer, and you get the 100 pounds of free ice and then some. And even if you need more than 100 pounds, they'll sell it to you for a really reduced price, too. So they take care of fishermen at Summit Gasoline.
And it's so easy to get in and out of there. Yeah. Like, that just in itself is huge. If you're used to towing a big trailer around, like, you have to know what fuel stations have, you know, large, tall clearance for your, you know, right, folded down tower and easy to get through. And it's just all those things.
Oh, yeah. They Summit Gasoline, great people and great prices.
We got the private motor buddy, Captain Mark Wish, standing by this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. And I got to say, you're doing okay on the solo show there.
All right.
You're
thanks,
going
Mark.
Fine.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, guys, it's hard to believe, but this is the last report of what's been an amazing summer season. Yeah, yeah. Summer's almost over.
Wow.
And but the opportunities offshore, man, they're not going anywhere. I think it's going to continue in our fine fall fishing. It's often the best the whole year. Weather's certainly better. So, we got lots more coming offshore. You know, we had a few concerns about that storm situation last weekend, and it certainly was a bit of a distraction, but the fish mostly didn't mind too much. Moved around a little bit, but not what we kind of thought was going to happen. And the bite continues. That big bluefin zone seems to be moving around a little bit. It's been mostly just above the west end of Kalani here the last couple of days, and not stretched up quite as far as it was, and then down toward the mackerel bank. That daytime for the big fish has definitely been flyers on the kite balloon scenario, for sure. And then nighttime, definitely that flat fall and knife jig on heavy gear, like you guys were talking a little bit ago. That's definitely been the answer on the big ones. For the most action on a potpourri of offshore gamesters, I'd check that zone, like kind of starting at the Avalon Bank and then heading down across the east end of Catalina. And then if you were like looking at a chart, if you drew a line from the top of the 277 down to the 312, into the 289 up to the mackerel bank and then back up to 277, if you drew that line, made that little box, and then you went and fished somewhere in that box, you are definitely going to find some fish. I mean, that's kind of been the home of the Dorados here, where the biggest numbers are. And a few yellows on the kelps and a worthy blend of bluefin and yellowfin. Seeing more yellowfin in there now. Definitely while you're looking around for a kelp or a breezer of some sort, troll, a jig, the cedar plugs, daisy chains, smaller plugs are all getting jig strikes now, which is nice. And then to target those Dorados guys, seriously, you know, whether you find them, you know, on a kelp or an open water breezer, guys are definitely doing the best. They're fishing that lighter, like 20-pound fluorocarbon, a number two hook, and a good hot bait there is the way to get a bite. Also offshore, the guys last weekend in the Masters, the Marlin Tournament, they did well up in that 286, 270 zone, kind of a different area, but, you know, they are where they are. And this weekend, it's the Pesky's Tournament going on up in the same zone. And without a doubt, without a doubt, was the most funnest of the times I've had on the water fishing the Pesky's. A lot of really good people and having a really good time. Good luck to you guys there. And as a sidebar here, I got to say congratulations to the guys on the Intrepid. You know, they were leaving about the time that storm was getting rolled, and they made a ballsy move that paid off. I mean, all the way up to Fort Bragg. Jeez. To scoop up some albies and a big-eye tuna. You know, that is just thinking outside the box. I just love that kind of fishing. But also up there in that area for some of the private boat guys, they've got some whopper yellowfin tuna, surprisingly. Who knows what they're doing up there? Maybe we're seeing a whole different pattern develop or something. I don't know. But they've had some nice ones. Fish over 150 pounds. I've seen some pictures of them. It's crazy. Yeah.
That big eye wasn't like a single fish fluke. Pete Grossbeck, one of the boats in their operation, is up that way. And that big eye is starting to bite a little bit for them. It's not like it's limits or anything like that, but there have been multiple boats that have had fish over 100 pounds in the last few days up there. Like, that's, that fish is around, whether, like Mark said, whether that came in from the west, it's something different. Who knows what the scenario is, but there's been half a dozen fish over 100 pounds, non-bluefins, in that northern zone the last few days. Pretty cool to watch.
It really is. And, you know, most of the younger crowd didn't even know what a big-eye tuna is down here. But we always knew in the tackle storm when the guys were coming in with the old 6-0 reels, that we used to troll with, and said, I don't know what happened, man. I hooked something and it went straight down a million miles an hour. Yeah, we know what happened.
Yeah, you got big eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you say that they're catching big yellowfin tuna up there. Are they sure that they're not misidentifying them as big eye?
Oh, there's no doubt.
There is no doubt, Pete. The pictures I've seen,
yeah,
they look like they're just full-on tropical, what they used to call Allison tuna with sickles.
Really?
Yeah. Nah,
no
kidding. No mistaking it.
No, like the real deal Allison-style yellowfin tuna. Crazy.
The real deal.
This fish was caught at a Shelter Cove.
Oh, my
which,
gosh.
Yeah. I mean, that's Shelter Cove closer to Oregon than it is to, you know, Sacramento. I mean, that's... that's up there, and, that's no denying what that thing is.
So, Mark, how do you identify a big eye from a yellowfin just roughly on the outside when the fish gets big?
You know, the easiest way that I've found, because there's always been misconceptions, but if you just lay him down on the deck and take his pectoral fin, his little side flapper, and it goes just a little past the start of the dorsal fin. So a yellow, like a, you know, a bluefin is noticeably short. And that's why I used to call them crew cuts, because they have those little short fins on.
Short.
And then yellowfin, the fin goes to the dorsal, and on a big eye goes past it. And it's not quite as long as the albacore, but it's noticeably long.
Noticeably longer pectoral fin.
Closer to albacore than not.
And just looking at them, I mean, they're, you know, they're more robust. The eye is, you know, I call them big eyes for a reason. Yeah. And then, you
the
know,
head's
the
more rounded, right?
Yeah, they're definitely rounder.
So and, you can take a yellowfin by the, laying down on the ground and put your hand on its head and tail and squish it together. That's what a big eye looks like. You know, they're just they're more shaped like a football, where they're just round all the way through. They don't taper back as much. They're just shorter and stouter and.
But the sure identifier is that pectoral fin, right? That's the.
I've never seen that one miss. On the little tiny ones, not so much, but, you know, when they get up towards a catchable size, anything over 50 pounds, it's obviously longer. Not quite as long as the albie, but definitely longer.
Yeah.
And they're just the coolest fish in the world, and they pull really hard, and they taste really good.
Oh, yeah, and when when they used to want to bite, they bite.
They bite, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of my most all-time heartbreak stories has to do with one of them things is this was on my Blackman many years ago, fishing by myself, fishing marlin around the 277, and there used to be quite a lot of those things around, big ones. And guys were getting a bite here and a bite there in the fleet, and there were a handful of big ones caught. Well, I hooked something in a 30-pound outfit on a pink marlin jig, and I pulled on them for a long time, never saw it, never jumped, and it finally came up on the surface and was circling around the boat, and I got a look at it, and it's like, oh my God. And so Randy Wood came over to help run the boat for me, and we had that fish. This was back in the days before wind on leaders, so I had about a 12-foot leader with a swivel. And so I got the leader to the rod tip. Randy was reaching out with the gaff. I'm backing up across the cockpit. He couldn't quite reach it. And I pulled a hook on a big eye that had 200 pounds.
Oh, man.
There were six caught that day. The little one was 186, and the big one was 240-something. I had one of those after 3 hours on 30-pound, and we were about 6 inches from dropping the gas into him.
Dang. Wow. That's one you'll remember for sure.
Get under you.
Oh. Well, Fishdope.com always has the great stuff for you. I mean, things are changing after that hurricane. Fast. I mean, unbelievable. And the way to keep track of it, Fishdope.com. $20 off a new membership to Fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. Like, if you're coming out of San Diego and you want to decide whether to turn right or left, Fishdope.com will tell you where to go. Hey, check it out. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Well, P, we're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by a Chevron station there at Huntington Beach, and the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, it is time to go fishing. We got so much going
on. No doubt, man. Great report, Mark. Appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week.
You got it. We'll see you guys.
All right, let's head on now down to San Diego over to Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at Seaforth?
Good morning. How's everyone doing this morning?
Really good, man. Just glad that little bit of weather is behind us. We got good weather coming in front of us here tomorrow. Monday looks beautiful. Just anxious to hear if those fish are still biting.
Well, the story this week has been all the Dorado they're catching, which is kind of a nice, you know, nice. They got pretty much right back on the fish after that weather came through. A lot of Dorado this week, still some yellowfin in the mix, a few big bluefin in the mix there, too. And this is for both those full days, the 1 day, is a day and a half, a longer trips there. So overall, I mean, we're talking in the middle of September here, still catching Dorado, still catching tuna. Very good fish in all those trips. Definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. You know, make some reservations. I know that. This, again, we talk about this pretty frequently here. This late September into October, heck, sometimes even November, some of the best fishing we have. So definitely get ready to get out there again and get into some of those Dorado, maybe catch a late season big tuna in there. Half days, if you still want to go half day fishing, very good calico bass fishing on there, calico bass, sand bass, and bottom fish. I actually got a few bonito this week and I think a couple yellowtail throughout the week here. So overall, very good fishing. Like you said, some great weather. So guys, you know, don't put it away, the gear, quite yet. Yeah. Get out there. You know, check the website. Like I said, you can make reservations online. There are full schedules up there, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, and more than happy to have you guys come down, visit in person, get your gear checked out, get set up, and get out there on the boat because it's not over by any means right now.
So the big question is, can you get on the San Diego yet?
We're having a few spots pop up here and there. You know, someone might cancel, so if you can't find it, definitely get on the waiting list because spots do open up. You know, it's not unusual. The Sea Watch is also available to run those whole-day trips. But I think the next open trip that the San Diego have, I believe, is the 3rd of October. They have some room on there. They still got 11 spots on the 3rd there. So they're not quite booked out, you know, a month or two in advance there, but they're still booked out a couple weeks. So definitely make those reservations and get out there. They've had a great season.
Sea Watch is certainly a great fallback. That guy is getting them.
Yeah.
They're getting out there, and they're fishing the same area, so definitely going to get your shot at the Dorado and the tuna there on the Sea Watch also.
Awesome. Well, great job, Marcos. Great fishing. If somebody does want to put a reservation in for any of the great trips to Seaforth, one more time, give us the number, how we do it.
619-224-3383. If you want to talk to someone, if you want to skip by that and do the reservation yourself, go to the website. You can see our full schedule up there. You can make reservations for all of those trips, and we'll get you out there fishing.
Awesome. Great job, Marcos. We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then, guys.
Thanks, buddy. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report today. Sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. They offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns, whether it be long range, local, or private boat. Plus, with Fish Pros, the market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoke and jerky fish, their spices, rubs, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, the pokey kit. It's all available at their location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Be sure to check them out on Instagram, too, at The Real Fisherman's Processing. I haven't heard the situation lately on reservations, not reservations, but still with this crazy fishing that's still going on all the boats, I would be doing the same.
I saw Sean and Melanie yesterday. Yeah. They said still super busy.
Still
gotta,
reservation.
Got to get a reservation. Okay, yeah, cool. So.
And call them. They make it super easy. You can send them a text right to the main number. Yeah. And the
easiest way is the text. Yeah, a lot of times they don't even have time to answer the phone.
But they'll always get back to a text. Yes, you know, they're absolutely really, really good about it. So.
Fisherman's Processing. Check it out.
That's it.
They're the best. Yeah, for sure. Hey, Alex has a very good question as a follow-up to our Talica 20 talk. He says, what rod would you pair with a Talica 20 for big bluefin? And, you know, we talk about one of our longtime sponsors, CalStar.
Oh, man.
And, I mean, nobody builds a better rod than CalStar.
Period.
Yeah.
I think there's no question about it,
right?
So it's tough these days because nobody builds a better rod than CalStar. CalStars are not easy to get still. Yes. You know, still they're a tough. And it's a tough thing being in the tackle store because my favorite big fish rod is a CalStar. If you came in and said, hey, what's the best big fish outfit for that TAC 20, I'm going to tell you it's a CalStar 770, either a 770 heavy or a 770 extra heavy, depending a little bit on the person, the type of fishing you're going to be doing. But those two rods, you know, one, the 770 heavy is a great 80-pound rod that, in my opinion, has enough balls to fish 100, or the 770 extra heavy, it's a great 100-pound rod that is not too heavy, you couldn't drop down to 80. So either of those two would be a favorite. But I'll be honest, they're not the easiest things to find. Sometimes you got to track them down, but it's a It's a fantastic rod. That's a 7-foot rail rod from CalStar, one of my absolute favorites.
So let me ask you this. So when, if you wanted one, any idea when you could get one?
No.
It's just like you just get them randomly?
Yeah.
Can you put a reservation in, like Fisherman's Processing?
We used to try to do that. The problem is they don't have a system that could accurately tell you when they're going to make one again. And we were trying to do that. The problem is what was happening is we were tying our customers' money up for too long. And it just didn't make – there wasn't a good system of – you know, I mean, sometimes it takes a long time, like months, and sometimes many months to get exactly the right one. So
what could you walk in today and get?
There's plenty of other good big fish options that exist.
Nothing's a CalStar, but –
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. But there's other really good West Coast rod manufacturers still build really good stuff, and some overseas stuff that's starting to be really good again.
That you have in stock.
Yeah, I mean, United Composites makes great rods. Seeker makes great rods. You know, Phoenix and Graftech, and there's plenty of good big fish options. A CalStar is always going to be a West Coast favorite. It is my favorite.
Yeah, no question.
So sometimes you got to decide what's more important, waiting until I get the absolute perfect thing or getting something that is also fantastic, you know, excellent guides, nice fit and finish that's also available. But rods are still the one thing that's tough to get that premium thing. The other difference is some of the overseas-built rods were never close. Now a lot of them are getting pretty darn good. So that's easing on the, you know, inventory that's available for those types of rods. But if you're asking me a favorite, it's a CalStar 770 all day long.
770.
Yeah,
right.
They're just...
So 770...
H or X, kind of depending if you're a bigger guy pulling a little harder, smaller guy pulling a little softer, 80-pound versus 100-pound, that would be where I made the designation between those two, but either of them would be fine.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, and a follow-up again from Mike in Oceanside. Thanks for this. He says, just a heads up, fish processors are full this week, no reservations available this week, and I'm on a two-day, and that's the story now. So, but just keep trying.
Sharpen up the knives.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
Well, phones are 100% packed solid. Every line is full. If you want to get your shot when we have space open, those are 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Armand calling us from Seal Beach this morning. What's up, Armand? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Pete, I have a question for you. I know you do a lot of fly fishing, and I was curious, what rod reel do you use for the Eastern Sierras?
That is a good question. So, I am a G. Loomis fan, love their fly rods, and my favorite. So, it all depends on where you're fishing. If you're fishing at Crowley, I'd probably fish a 5-weight, and with a floating line. Rio is my line of choice when it comes to fly fishing. Love Rio lines; they're the best. And the Reddington reels, I love the Rise reel. Super unbelievable high quality reel for a relatively reasonable price. It's a really, really nice reel. Super lightweight, large arbor, which is great for line
pickup. Line fat.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Reddington's manufacturer, Rise is the model?
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Reddington Rise, yeah. It's a couple $100, but it's like a $500 reel.
Okay.
Yeah, it really is a great reel and super good drag if you need it. Now, if you're talking about fishing some of the creeks and stuff like that, a 3 or 4-weight would be ideal for that, in my opinion.
Length change of creek and stream fishing versus Crowley fishing of rod, or do you fish the same length rod all the time?
Well, that's a good question because when you're fishing like the Lower Owens or some of the places that have a lot of brush, like Upper Rock Creek and stuff like that, an 8-6 rod rather than a 9-foot.
Okay.
So you can make, you don't have as much. If you're back casting or roll casting or something, you have a little less.
Yeah,
but that's kind of. I have an 8-6 3-weight that I love. It's a great rod and works perfect for something like that.
Is that kind of niche-y or is that something that's worth having in every arsenal?
I don't know. I mean, talk to a guide. I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I like it.
Yeah.
It works for me. Yeah.
I can totally picture what you're saying. Like, if you've got a lot of obstacles around you, having a little shorter rod is going to make that life easy, and you're not needing to make a super bomber cast with it.
But that being said, a 9-foot rod when you're making a roll cast is sure a lot easier than an 8-6.
Okay.
So it's kind of personal preference.
Got
like
it.
What you'd like to do. The 8-6 is nice for like really tight spaces.
Yeah.
And so it depends on what you're going to do.
Got it.
Yeah. Does that help you? Euro nymphing. I'm not quite that sophisticated. explain that. Go ahead. And what do you like on euro nymphing? I think that's the new technique, right?
I haven't tried it yet. I was just hoping maybe you had.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure that guys that are top of the line.
It's a Stotesbury.
Yeah, and some of the top of the line. Maybe I haven't. I don't even know I'm doing euro nymphing. I wouldn't know what it's called. But I I'm not an expert by any stretch of the imagination, but I do enjoy it. And definitely, I'm kind of an indicator fishing guy.
It's got me hooked. Like, really, it's a new thing that I know very, very little about. And I've watched you go to all these places and do these things, and it's the fly fishing thing has me really intrigued, and I joke that I'm still not sure if I like fly fishing more or if I like fly fishing in the places that you go fly fishing. You know, it's like
kind of all of the above.
Yeah, it's like the Eastern Sierra, the Alaska, like the places where there's places where it's the best tool for the job. I really like being in those places. But I really like it. It's a lot of knowing what the rod is doing. And so, you know, you find things that kind of really interest you in surface iron type fishing, transfer over knowing, you know, what the rod feels like when it's loaded and not loaded. And I know little about it, and I'm really kind of hooked on it. It's my thing as of late that I'm really into.
There's a lot to it. It's very, very technical. And especially in the Eastern Sierra, it's not easy. And, you know, if you're dialed in with a good guide and you have the right stuff, you'll catch a lot more fish than you would if you're just kind of flailing around.
Which is
like what I do.
I had fun when we had Ryan Griffin on a while ago, who was talking about fishing Crowley and being buds with the guys at Rick's there. And, you know, he was talking about where, they had a nymph that was tied with like a single piece of red thread. And his buddy had that and was just crushing him right next to him. Not having the same fly tied the same way, but without a single piece of red, and he was not getting bites at all. Switched it out, boom, boom, boom. You know, like there are so many little things, and that's like a fascinating part to me of those guides. They're like they're bug experts the same way that they are fishing experts, and like this weird insect is hatching this way, so we're fishing that type of fly. Like there's a lot to it, and I think that's what I like so much about it.
When I was in Montana last spring with Greg and Chris, we were fishing. These giant trout, I mean, big browns, big rainbows up there. It's like this big fish paradise up there. We're fishing a San Juan worm, which is basically like a red piece of thread wrapped around a hook, right? And just crushing the fish on that, you know, just drifting with an indicator with these San Juan worms. It's all about the zone.
That's cool. I dig that.
The key is you got to go to the local fly shop and you got to find. I mean, I have, at this point, maybe thousands of bugs, hundreds of bugs, because every time I go someplace, I need some of that, you know.
I'm a sucker for that.
I mean, I have boxes and boxes of flies, because you always want to go into the local fly shop and say, hey, what are they eating right now?
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, maybe I have some of that stuff in my box, but I don't know. You don't know until
you told me what a sandworm, San Juan worm was right now. I sure couldn't point to it.
Me either. I'm not quite that sophisticated. But anyway, it's fun, and thanks a lot for the call, by the way. We need to get a fly fishing expert on to really answer that question better for you, because I'm far from a fly fishing expert. I can just tell you what
I use.
Tell you what I use and what I go on. You're going up with Adventure and Camping next weekend.
Speaking of Eastern Sierra,
Dallas, and taking the kid up for his first adventure up in the Sierra.
Got it, man. Exactly. It'll be Wyatt's first trip to the Eastern Sierra. We can't wait. Yeah, we're gonna bomb up. Talking with Ryan a couple weeks ago. Honestly, like, Dallas is in the middle of doing her nursing school, and vacation time is tight and all these things, and we just couldn't miss this trip. It's her birthday weekend, and we've gone to the Eastern Sierra every year, and this year we didn't think it was going to happen. We got the baby, we got busy, tackle shop's crazy busy, she's busy with school, and we just when Ryan came on talking about the deals of adventure and camping and just talking about being in the Eastern Sierra, we both said, I don't care. We're gonna bonsai up and we're just doing a long weekend. But that service makes a long weekend very feasible where it kind of wouldn't be in the old days. We're not having to tow a trailer up. We're not having to deal with setup and tear down. And so we have.
Don't have to pack a bunch of stuff. They've got it all. Adventure and Camping does it all for you.
Exactly. Like, we have very limited time, but, you know, Adventure and Camping is going to make it so that we, you know, 100% of the time that we have, we're going to get to enjoy the space and enjoy the fishing and enjoy the Sierra. So, yeah, we're out of here. We're heading up on Friday. I'm so fired up.
Yeah, and basically you're going to drive up, and the camper is going to be set up for you in a space that you designated. With a barbecue, a fire pit, the wood, the whole thing are going to be, you're going to be set up. You just walk in and start camping.
That's
right?
It. Like, it's already done. By the time we get there, it's done. It's leveled. The air conditioner's running. The refrigerator's cold. Like, whatever. It's just ready to go. And,
it's not that expensive. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, by the time you pay for fuel and towing up your rig or whatever like that, it's amazing how affordable it is.
I really do think it's the best value, and especially if you're going now in the fall with the deal that they're giving our listeners. Yeah. In the
50% off for our listeners.
I still think it's a better value at full price. At the half off, which it is for the last part of the season, it's untouchable. I mean, you can't stay in a hotel for that money. You can't find an Airbnb for that money, and none of those places are in a campground next to the water, next to a creek, have a campfire. You're going to be able to
walk out your front door and wet a line right in front.
We're feet from a creek with rainbow trout and brook trout.
Cool.
Yeah, wake up, have the mountains around, have it be nice and cool out in the Sierras. Yeah. Get to take the boy out for the first time and see the country.
Perfect
time
of the year.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah, and like I say, if you mention Let's Talk Hookup, he normally does, I think it's a 30% off. He's given our listeners an extra 20% off, something like that. 50% off their normal summer rates for Let's Talk Hookup listeners. AdventureandCamping.com. You can see all the different campers that they feature. And I think he's good through mid-October.
I think
so,
yeah. I think that's when most of it. And I think the only reason they close down then is because that's when most of the campgrounds shut down.
So you're running out of time, so get on it.
Do it, because it's worth it for sure. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, and a lot more good time. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass Capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
This is Bob Hoos at Costa Sunglasses. Visual signs are a critical part of my fishing program, from bay bass to bluefin. I wear Costas to see what's out there. Costas are built with advanced polarization technology with our 580 lens, designed to cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color to see more fish. Costa was founded by a group of anglers wanting a high-performance lens for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your adventures. CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Texts are pouring through, phone calls as well. If you want to get through, there's still time. 213-432-1090.
Hey, John from Point Loma Seafoods just sent me a message that said, we do a limited amount of fish filleting every day. No shipping and no reservations. Walk up only. So you need somebody to fillet your fish, check out Point Loma Seafoods. He says, also custom hickory wood smoking, which, oh my God,
dude.
Their smoking is also. And he says, fillets are wrapped in freezer paper. Vacuum packing is available for an extra charge. So if you need some fish filleting, just walk up. And
man, that's
if they
call.
Have availability, if they're not overwhelmed, they'll cut it up for you.
Especially because, you know, on some of these bigger trips, you know, as we've talked about, like the boats sometimes just cannot cut your tuna. Like, you know, both the way that DFW regulates how a tuna is cut at sea doesn't allow them to do some of those
right.
big ones. So to be able to roll that thing right over to Point Loma Seafoods and have it done by the, you know,
yeah.
the ultimate pros, that'd be a slick
way
to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, in fact, when we were loading up our kayaks on the Islander on Tuesday night, our two-day Let's Talk Hookup Liberty trip came in, and Arnie was the host.
Yeah.
And they came in. They had some great fishing. Arnie caught his personal best 130-pounder. Congratulations,
congrats, Arnie.
And and of course, they filleted on the boat, but they had these giant bags, right? Because it's all got to be in one bag with the belly and everything like that. It's like you could barely lift the bag.
Think
right?
about that. So 130-pounder, you have to have all four loins intact,
right.
so not portioned out, full-length loins, the full collar and the anal vent with the fins around
yeah.
it. All in one bag,
so
tied up.
Close to 100 pounds or 75 pounds.
Yeah, whatever. I mean,
whatever.
You know,
it
certainly,
is,
yeah, it's 50 or more, you know, like
yeah.
all in one bag tied
yeah.
shut together. Like
much easier to take it to Fisherman's Processing, but if they're full, try out Point
yeah,
Loma
totally.
Seafoods. Yeah, take it
that's
over to
good,
Point Loma Seafoods.
That's a hot tip.
That's a hot tip. Thanks, John, for that. Hey, Bart Hall's on the line. Good morning, Bart.
Hi, Bart.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning. How are you doing?
Hey, doing great. How are you?
Good. You were, hey, Rick, you're going up to Fisher's Academy. I'm so excited for you. And, you know, we go as a family of three, so we take three of their trailers. They put them in a semicircle. We've done it many, many times, but the two favorites was one at the foot of Pleasant Valley Reservoir and the other was up at Crowley. And you get there, you drive up. You get out of your car. It's all set up. There's an indoor outdoor carpet on the ground. There's tables. There's barbecues. And if you want a satellite, you can get that. I mean, it's unbelievable. They are the greatest. Absolutely the greatest.
Ryan is amazing.
Yeah.
You're the one that introduced us to
yeah.
Ryan.
Yeah, Bart was the one that originally turned me on to it.
I love Ryan and Shannon are just the best. And you know, it's the cost of a hotel room. You know,
or less. For our listeners, it's 50% off.
Oh, my God. That is fantastic. Well, but one, I just wanted to call. I don't want to take up much of your time, but Pete, you had a fly fishing question today, and I want you to know that Michael Schweit and I are working on putting together a Federation of Fly Fishermen, an FFF Expo at Long Beach in 2023. It'll be only 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're going to have to work our butts off to put it in on Thursday night and Friday morning. But we're trying to get that put together, and that should be very exciting for people who want to learn about fly fishing.
Wow, that's going to be great. Yeah. Michael Schweit and his whole group there are the masters.
Yeah, they are. And that's going to be a big deal. You know, we've had smatterings of fly fishing here and there, but this will be actually, they will be having their expo in the middle of Long Beach. That'll be March 29th to April 2nd.
Cool.
So
Yeah. So okay, those of you that haven't found out, there are going to be Bart Hall shows, excuse me, in 2023. It's going to be hard to get rid of that the FH and make it the BH, right? But yeah. Anyway, the Bart Hall shows will be happening in San Diego at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. The dates are Bart?
February 16th to the 19th. It'll be the first sport fishing show in Southern California in 2023. And the first one in San Diego in 4 years, so it should
wow.
be
enormous. That's going to be fantastic. And then and then Long Beach at the end of March, right?
March 29th to April 2nd is later than normal, but that's what we have to do this year, and it's going to be great. And all the extra things that are coming along is very exciting. But I just wanted to throw that fly fishing question came up, and I thought, well, this is might be a good time to let you know what's going on there.
Absolutely. I'm sure you've been quite busy, Bart.
Oh, goodness, yes, indeed.
All right. Well, thanks, and keep it rolling, Bart.
For Bill Bard and Pat McDonald, they're the ones keeping me afloat here.
Oh, no kidding. Okay, they're on your staff, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got good men, for sure.
No doubt.
All right, thanks, Bart. Nice to hear from you.
We'll give you the Eastern Sierra report when we get back.
There you go. Yeah.
Hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed solid. We're going to jump right back into them and talk to John. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. John, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. I got a thing. Next weekend up at Cuyamaca is the Fishing in the Pine, the kids' tournament.
Oh, very cool.
Big, it starts in the morning, and kids fish the tournament. Then there's a big raffle. Lunch for everybody and prizes, and I mean they give away bikes and rods, reels, all kinds of neat
stuff.
Such
a great event.
That's awesome.
Fishing in the Pines. And that's when?
Next Saturday.
Next
the
Saturday.
The 24th.
Up at Lake Cuyamaca.
Is that something that's put on by San Diego Anglers Foundation, or
do you guys just
lend a hand?
We just help.
Okay,
it's put on by the lake, and we just help for the do the lunch.
Got it.
And then how does one participate in that?
They just
show
up.
Okay.
That's awesome.
There's no calling ahead or anything. And, for more information, you can go to the website on the Anglers got a link to it. Yeah.
Man, you want to talk about another one of those, like, kind of best-kept secrets in San Diego? It's at Lake Cuyamaca. Like, it's not a far drive out of town, but when you're there, you feel like you have gone somewhere really special. You know, it's at the trees and the atmosphere that's around there. And, like, they do so many cool – there's camping around the lake. There's little cabins that they got that you can stay at for the weekend. And they're doing things like they're raising their own fish to help supplement, Department of Fish and Wildlife stocks and stocks of high-end, trout. You know, in addition to supplement that, they raise their own trouts there. Like, they just – that lake does such cool things, like so much different than a lot of other lakes around here.
It's not the Eastern Sierras, but it's an hour from downtown
That's
San Diego. So
totally.
It's like it's really a cool place to fish. I used to love fishing up there. It's
absolutely.
Really fun. And the people are great up there,
and
too.
And there's a great little, diner. Cafe on the lake. It's just everything about it. That's a cool spot to go that's not far from town. But, if you want to sneak away for the weekend and get a little cabin or something, pretty rad.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks for the tip. And good on you guys at the San Diego Anglers for helping out there, too. Sure appreciate all that and all they do.
No. I wanted to read a great text that I thought from Scott. This is kind of going over what we talked about earlier, but it warranted reading because you could tell the excitement in Scott's voice. This is from Scott in San Diego. It says, on the Islander, San Clemente Island kayak trip this week, I just got my Hobie kayak in March, and this was my first time ever doing a mothership trip. All I can say is I'm 100% hooked. That trip was so much fun. I caught my first yellowtail on the Outback, and it pulled me around quite a bit. Super fun. Also, the crew on the Islander was amazing. They worked really hard to load and unload all 22 of us and made it really easy. Can't say enough about them. Also, Pete had mentioned that the food was outstanding, and Chef Mike's great personality on the boat, and oh, my God, the duck breast dinner was amazing. Also wanted to say thanks for all the swag from the sponsors. It was really like Christmas in September. The entire group of Yakkers were great. Met some really quality guys and had a lot of fun. I can't wait to be fishing with them in the future.
Yeah.
So a great rundown from Scott in San Diego.
From Scott, and it was great having Scott aboard. And I didn't mention that the group that we had was such a great group of people. Everybody got along great. We had so much fun, and it was a lot of laughs, and just a fun, fun day for sure.
That sure makes those trips.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Sherm, you really missed out. You were supposed to go, and he bailed, so Sherm, you missed out. Hey, Alex in L.A. has a question about adventures and camping. What do I need to bring when I'm going camping with them?
That's a great question, yeah. And they kind of tailor it, you know, they kind of leave it up to you, so they can add whatever you want on the website. There's like a little checkoff list, so if you want to bring your own camp chairs and bring your own barbecue and bring your own, you know, sleeping bags, you know, then do it. And if you don't want all those things, you know, I mean, it's very inexpensive. You know, $5, they'll add the camp chairs. For $3, they'll add the whatever.
Need to bring your sleeping bag, or do they have, like,
options exist, you know. Bring your sleeping bag, or they can provide the linens for you.
Wow.
You know, changed out, you know, on the thing. And it's super inexpensive. So they can, that's what I think I like about it so much, is you can make it your camp trip, and they just provide the trailer, or they can provide everything. You know?
And it's all a la carte on the website adventureandcamping.com.
Yeah, and the add-ons are not like things where they're trying to nickel and dime you and get more out of it.
No.
It's like, it's just very inexpensive.
We'll do this for you if you want.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly that. I mean, they're cheap. Like I said, the chairs are $5. The big indoor-outdoor carpet mat like Bart was talking about, a couple of bucks. Like, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, I bet that makes it nice with the dust.
Totally.
Yeah,
and I mean, the trailers are all very new and modern. You know, like the awnings are all push a button and the thing extends out for you,
man.
And comes back the same. And the air conditioner works just like it just on a thermostat, like it would at your house. It's rad. I just hope that comes across. Like, saying all this stuff is not some like sponsor thing for the radio show. I mean, it's that easy.
Yeah,
like, they really do provide what they talk about.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones.
How about this time we talk to Hills? Hills is calling us from Ventura this morning. Hi, Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Man, all the birds here in Ventura are heading west. I think there's going to be a big clearing because we got a storm coming up here. I was going to ask you guys, on the Islander at Klemany, I fished there, and it was really hard to release calico bass because of sea lions, like, hiding under the boat, you know, type of thing. So I was wondering, could you guys, like, call the skiff and go, hey, can you bring my calico bass a couple hundred yards away and release them and don't feed the frickin' sea lion?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, at the sea lions were the worst I've ever seen.
That's saying
something. Island, and that's bad.
Yeah, that's saying something.
That's really, really bad. And interestingly enough, on the kayak, they didn't really bug you too much because we're not throwing a bunch of bait. There really wasn't a lot to stay, and you're kind of in the water with them, and they didn't like that, you know.
Really?
They but if you were trolling a bait, they'd eat it.
No
problem eating that if you were slow trolling a bait. But they didn't seem to bother released fish because they released a lot of fish, and I released a lot of calico bass and bonita. There was a ton of bonita there, too. I forgot to mention about bonita. But they didn't bother. They weren't an issue on that. If you were on the big boat, done. When the weather came up and most of the guys came back on the boat about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Kevin Nakata, back-to-back casts with his kicker light, hooked a yellowtail, and back-to-back sea lions right then on it. And one of them, it was a smaller yellowtail, like an 8-pounder or something like that. He reeled the thing with a Tranx 500, like right to the boat. Like the sea lion's like jumping behind it, trying to catch up with him. And the sea lion, literally, they're trying to like throw it on the boat. The sea lion was so obnoxious. He like right next to the boat ate the thing right there. That was tough. But yeah, it didn't seem to be a factor for us on that for sure. So it wasn't an issue for us at all. So it was just on the kayaks, it didn't seem. But if you're going over on a big boat, it's definitely a factor for sure.
I just hate those things.
Oh.
I just do.
They're just, you know, the problem is they're overpopulated. And I don't know. I don't know if you saw the Bally High Dock is now inundated with them.
Is it really? No,
yeah.
I haven't.
And the crazy thing is that we're just, again, it's these some of these stupid policies that we have that we have no control on it. And it's like if you go and push them off the dock, it's like you're harassing them. It's like, really? It's like, you know, what about endangering people, right? What about the possibility of getting bit by a sea lion, right? Because they're getting pretty aggressive, and it's pretty bad. But anyway, it didn't spoil our fun. We still had a lot of fun, for sure.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's winning a brand new pair of Costas. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Mia. Come see me and our expert staff for everything you need for your next fishing trip, food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. Our tackle shop is certainly one of San Diego's finest. We have you covered from bay bass to big tuna and people that can help you get set up right. We also have Dougie, one of the best reel repair guys around. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle, the best rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. We now also have Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle, both fresh and saltwater tackle, right in the heart of Lemon Grove. ECBT is at the end of the 67 Freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle take 94 to Broadway and Lemon Grove. And Dana Landing is right next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check danalanding.com for more details.
It's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, yep, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu has you covered there too, with wide assortment of sizes and types. Those Gamakatsu fishing pliers and boxes are also a huge hit with anglers. The best hooks, swivels, split rings, and more are made by Gamakatsu. Get them in your local shop or gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out who's got themselves a brand new pair of Costas, a $300 gift certificate coming your way. We're going to find out whether it's coming from the callers or the texters. Today it is a texter, and congratulations to Duffy in Long Beach. You have got yourself a brand new pair of Costas. You are so stoked.
Yeah, you are, for sure. Hey, you know, we sure missed John Connor from the Islanders.
Totally.
Safe travels to John coming back to San Diego. I just want to point out, fishermanslanding.com is where you go to check out the Islander schedule. They also have the Islander sportfishing.com website, but best place to do is just book it online,
at
fishermanslanding.com. Just put the Islander as the boat. They have a day and a half trip on Tuesday that has 9 spots left. I can't believe it. It's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Their 3 days are pretty much full for this month. They have an extended day and a half the following week that leaves Sunday to Tuesday with 11 spots on it. They have some spots left on a day and a half the following week after that. They have a lot of spots available on extended day and a half, 3-day and day and a half trips in October, as well as November.
So extended day and a halfs are cool too, because they have an early departure, mm-hmm. which gets you over there to fish the evening on your departure day and on your fishing day.
Yeah.
So you get 2 night shifts in.
So check that out at islandersportfishing.com or at fishermanslanding.com. Just book one of of those Islander trips you would not be sorry. The only reason they have space available is because they had to cancel their shark trips. So take advantage of that quality boat while you can there. And I want to thank you, Rick, for a great job. It was really fun. Thanks to our listeners and all our texters. Sorry we weren't able to get to everybody, but it just goes so fast, 2 hours, right? We'll do it all again tomorrow. I want to thank Christian for manning the phones, busy phones today, and, of course, Adam, our main man on the app. We thank him. Tomorrow is going to be an interesting show. Ed Handley from Don Eddie's Landing in San Catin. Never met the man.
That's going to be cool.
But it's going to be fun talking about some fishing down in San Catin with Eddie, and a lot of fun there. So we'll be here, right back here in the world headquarters, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We want you back, too, so please join us, and we'll see you then right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.